For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House has been rocked by criticism from a senior official who says they're part of a resistance inside the Trump administration. It came from an anonymous opinion piece in the New York Times. President Trump is calling that person a coward.
The New York Times is failing. If I weren't here, I believe the New York Times probably wouldn't even exist.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry is weighing in.
We have a presidency which is off the rails. We have a presidency in which the president is clearly now, according to this op-ed, which the New York Times knows who the author is, we have a president who is not capable of doing the job, who clearly has these temper tantrums, doesn't know enough to be making many of the decisions he makes.
You're listening to USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House has been rocked by criticism from a senior official who says they're part of a resistance inside the Trump administration. It came from an anonymous opinion piece in the New York Times. President Trump is calling that person a coward.
The New York Times is failing. If I weren't here, I believe the New York Times probably wouldn't even exist.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry is weighing in.
We have a presidency which is off the rails. We have a presidency in which the president is clearly now, according to this op-ed, which the New York Times knows who the author is, we have a president who is not capable of doing the job, who clearly has these temper tantrums, doesn't know enough to be making many of the decisions he makes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter faces allegations of having affairs as part of accusations of misusing campaign funds. Hunter and his wife have entered not guilty pleas to 60 charges of misusing $250,000 of campaign funds on themselves. The charges that some of that money was spent on personal relationships with at least five people should not be included, arguing there's no underlying criminal activity in suggested infidelity. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey told the Senate Intelligence Committee that his company has gotten tougher with malicious accounts.
We're now removing over 200% more accounts for violating our policies. We're identifying and challenging 8 to 10 million suspicious accounts every week. And we're thwarting over 500,000 accounts from logging in to Twitter every single day.
Facebook and Twitter executives say that strengthening privacy protections for their users is a national security priority. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A man is in custody after he intentionally rammed his small truck into the side of the studios at the Fox TV affiliate in Dallas. John Clements has more.
The man ran the truck in the building, then got out and began ranting about a number of subjects, including high treason and something about a sheriff's department. After he jumped out of the vehicle, he placed several boxes of paper around the outside of the building and then began throwing those papers on the sidewalks. There were no injuries reported, as Fox 4 Dallas.